Now it should be working, and we are in the time to start.
Oh, and where is time to start?
So, hello everyone, welcome our next speaker, Dan Hofton, country, I believe, Denberg, and his talk about tightening every bolt.
Hi. No margin at all here. So, okay, this is me. I work for Wolf SSL. I do curl all the time. So anyway, ask questions, but do it afterwards because I only have 25 minutes. I'm going to talk fast, and hopefully you'll understand it. So I'm going to talk about curl, of course, because I always talk about curl. Curl is a little command line tool and a library for internet transfer or transferring stuff over internet protocols. And we've been going on this project for a while, and over time, of course, sort of raised our ambitions of what to do in the project. So nowadays we just have this modest aim that we do everything the best possible way, and when it comes to both security wise and open source wise, so pretty much, you know, crank everything up as much as possible, and that's sort of the ambition here. Sometimes maybe we fail, but I think in general we actually do a pretty good job. And to use an old XKCD, of course, because you have to do that when you have a slide, so it's it's really no problem, right? Because we got you. But and how do we do that? And I have a fun slide that I use to show where curl runs. When I do show this, it's kind of fun because most mortals can not even mention 25 operating systems, right? Because how could you? And usually someone can always anyway find a few that is not included here. But it's kind of a fun map anyway. So it runs in a lot of places, a lot of operating systems, basically any CPU architecture you can imagine, more than one planet, and pretty much and on anything you have, we have, that connects to the internet every once in a while, it probably runs curl already or will run curl soon. You know, cars, TVs, vehicles, play games, stuff, printers, medical devices, well, anything, right? We estimate that there's somewhere in the ballpark of 20 billion installations of curl, and I think it's really low, the estimate, so it's probably more, but, you know, a crazy amount of curl everywhere. So, well, it puts a little bit of a responsibility and a challenge for us, of course. Sure, what happens when we ship a little bug in 20 billion installations? Could be bad, but of course we write this in the safest possible language. So we have 180,000 lines of C code, and actually, sometimes people think it's a lot or not a lot, but what is 180,000 lines of code? Maybe it's not that big. Maybe it is big. But it is 1.14 War and Peace, if you count the words. War and Peace is actually a pretty thick novel. So it's actually quite a lot of code, I would say, for what it is. It transfers data. Okay. So how do we make sure that we actually don't break, or we don't have our heartbleed moment, or whatever you want to call the next problem? So we start out, of course, we host our stuff. So we host downloads, and we have everything on the CDN. Everything is, of course, TLS. We have everything up there. So we have make sure that we have a redundant website. It's actually pretty reliable to get data from the curl website. I like that it's 99.95% served of the CDNs. And of course, we have the source code entirely on served on GitHub, so we use 2FA for everyone. We have 17 people who can push code to the repository. I think we're about 4 or 5 who actually do it regularly. So that's sort of the basic setup. And then, of course, in the source code, how do we manage 180,000 lines of code? So, we have reviews for whenever anyone wants to contribute something, human comments and machine tools to verify it. We have a really strict code style these days. It's actually been sort of started out really, really lenient back in the days. Nowadays, we have It should look as if a single author has written the code. I think it's really convenient because it makes it easy to read the code. It looks and feels like it was written by a single person. It makes it easier to find, debug, and read code. And of course, we have these days, we also ban a bunch of undesired functions that in C is sort of easy to use the wrong way. So even it doesn't really matter how experienced you are. Some functions in the C standard is really not advisable to